Down to Business on Newstalk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, helping you deal with the business of Brexit.
But who knows what's waiting in the wings of time. Dry your eyes, we're gonna go where we can shine.
Now it's Friday evening and shortly I'll be bedding down outside in my back garden for the annual Shine a Light Sleep Out with Focus Ireland. Each year, people all over Ireland sleep out for one night in solidarity with the homeless. Each year, lots of Ireland's business leaders sleep out. This year's event, like all events, this year is a little different and people are having to do their sleep out in their gardens. So I'm here in my garden shed. I'll be shortly going out into my back garden. I'm doing a sort of a whistle stop by Zoom around the country. And I'm going to talk to some friends, colleagues, and some business people. And I'm going to start with my old friend, Jamie Heaslip, who's outside his back garden, getting ready to bed down. Jamie, how are you?
Bobby, I'm great. I'm made very aware of how lucky I am to have a roof over my head with what we're setting up here. Honestly, I probably haven't slept outside since I went camping back with my dad, you know, up in the Wicklow Mountains. So this is bringing back good memories in that front, but then making me realise how lucky I am to have a roof over my house, particularly when you talk to people in Focus, you know, the 40% increase in demand of the services. There's probably going to be a bigger increase as well coming down the line. Over 9,000 people homeless, over 3,000 of them kids, you know, And that hits home even more. My daughter's too, thinking of her homeless is a very, very scary thought. So, you know, if we can do this one small thing to help raise some funds for a much needed cause, and you have to go through the pain of just one night when people suffer, you know, hundreds of nights like that, or where they have to, you know, be put up in, you know, a one bed hotel room or something as a family, all these different struggles that we kind of take for granted. It's a humbling experience, if I'm honest.
Delighted now to be joined by Paul Travaux, Chef Paul Travaux, and his son Dylan. Paul, where are you and where are you talking to us from?
Hi, Bobby. How are you doing? Myself and Dills are here in our home in Kenmare, County Kerry.
Are you doing it together? What's the arrangement?
Yeah. The two of us are going to go out and we've got a bit of clear skies as well. So we might do a little bit of stargazing while we're there.
Great. Tell us, Paul, why are you doing this? Why are you sleeping out in solidarity with Shine a Light for Focus Ireland?
I tell you, Bobby, Focus Ireland got in contact with me during the original lockdown and asked me to be an ambassador for them. And I'm so proud to do something because at the end of the day, I know we're living in a world that's really taken over by coronavirus at the moment, but there's a lot of other issues that are going on out there as well. And there's almost 9,000 adults and children that are in homeless or in emergency shelters. And for me to be able to use my platform of being on Virgin Media or to have such a high presence on social media, it's an absolute honor to be able to really shine a light and to be able to raise much needed funds.
Okay, well, we wish you well in Kenmare, Paul, and make sure Dylan minds you and keep safe, keep warm, and we thanks you for joining us.
Lovely. Thanks a million, Bobby.
Now, I'm moving now from Kenmare. I'm going east because I'm going to Cork. I'm joined by Paula Cogan. Paula is the president of the Cork Chamber, and she's the CEO of Cognate Health. Paula, you're very welcome to the programme. Tell us, firstly, what's your situation there for the sleep out tonight?
So I am in my home, which is in the Sticks, Bobby, outside of Cork near Blarney. So getting ready at the moment. It looks like it's going to be dry, but quite a cold night. So I'm making sure that I'm getting all wrapped up from that perspective. But actually, you know, it's slightly different, Bobby. I've done it before. And I suppose last year we were all on Spike Island. So there were others involved. So it's a little bit lonely on my own, but still, it's great that we actually can do it tonight.
And tell us, Paula, why do you do this? What is it? You did Spike Island last year. You're here again this year. What is it that drives you to do this?
But I suppose I am very fortunate. I'm involved in the business community in Cork, but keenly aware of the work that charities do. And particularly for this year, Bobby, I'm so conscious that COVID has impacted so much on so many charities. from a fundraising perspective. So this year is actually even more important, I think, that we all get out and support the charity tonight.
So we go from Cork, now we're off to Sligo. Carl Kelly of Brooks and Sligo, he's doing the Sleep Out at Home with his family. Carl is also president of the Sligo Chamber of Commerce. Carl, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks a million, Bobby. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, tell us, firstly, Carl, why are you doing this Sleep Out in Sligo tonight?
Brooks, I suppose, we joined up with Focus Ireland 3 years ago. So this is our third year to do it. We've done it in the branches nationwide for the last 2 years. And this year, obviously, everybody's going remote because of the restrictions. So it just seemed like a great fit for us. We met the team from Focus Ireland and we thought they were brilliant. So we've worked with them ever since on a number of projects.
I'm glad we see that it seems to be a reasonably clear night here in Dublin anyway. What's the weather like in Sligo?
Again, a fabulous clear night in Sligo. It'll get cold later on, but at this moment in time, we're very lucky. It's a lovely, bright, fresh night so far. Well, I have my family gladly volunteered. So I have my wife and my two children. I'm not sure how long they'll last, but I've got a 13-year-old and a 6-year-old. And we won't discuss the wife's age, but my wife is doing it as well. So I have a team of four here in Sligo.
Now we're going to the lovely sunny southeast in the county of Wexford. And on Rosslare Strand, we've got Carl Fitzpatrick, the Managing Director of Chevron Training and Recruitment. Carl, how are you?
Very well, Bobby. Beautiful down here this evening and a nice mild evening in Rosslare Strand.
Okay. Tell us, Carl, why are you doing this Sleep Out for Focus Ireland and the Shine a Light? What attracts you to this campaign?
What attracted me to the campaign, Bobby, was that, look, since COVID came along back in March, it has put homelessness into the shadows. The problem hasn't gone away. It's got worse, if anything. And I felt that a great way to get homelessness back on the radar was Shine a Light, and I wanted to be part of that.
Now, somebody who's no stranger to the Focus Ireland Shine a Light Sleep Out is Nora Casey. Indeed, we've chatted together through the nights many a year. Why are you doing this, and why do you continue to do this every year?
Well, you know, I wish I didn't have to do this, Bobby, especially after, you know, we saw rent freezes and a ban on evictions, and Sister Stan was talking back in September about it being a turning point for homelessness this year. And of course, all of those measures lapsed in August. But we did see a significant drop, 1,600 drop in the number of homeless people. And I think when the key message most of this year has been stay at home, imagine that there's so many people in Ireland who still don't have a home. And yeah, we talk about rough sleepers and people keep putting up these elaborate sticking plaster approaches of, you know, there's loads of hotels free at the moment, but that's not the answer. People need to have a home, a stable home. I was listening to this woman, I think her name was Catherine Keenan, and she spoke at the AGM in September. And she said, you know, just the simple thing of waking up in the middle of the night when you're feeling a little afraid and making a cup of tea and knowing you're safe in your own home. Like, it was just such a normal thing to say that we all take for granted, which just isn't the case for so many people at the moment. You would imagine, you know, now at the moment, I'm going to get killed for saying this, but we can be very self-absorbed, us humans, you know, at the moment, because we're going through all sorts of different levels of potential level 5 lockdown, and people are talking about how they'll miss their sport or maybe, you know, going outside to a restaurant or having a cup of coffee. And yet in amongst us, there are so many people who don't have it so fortunate. And you and I went for a walk recently, Bobby, in the Phoenix Park where my mother lives, where I grew up. And I was pointing out to you the various places where homeless people gather during the day when they leave the hostel. Like, if there's one thing that should happen during COVID, it's that we should be able to reach a turning point on rough sleepers and the precarious sleepers who are sleeping in cars and sleeping in family hubs and sleeping on sofas and sleeping in, you know, bedsits and temporary hotel accommodation. Like, it would be just wonderful if we could achieve that.
And tell me, how are you fixed for tonight now?
Well, like, I'm thrifty and I still have my big orange sack from last year. In fact, my sleeping bag is still in my big orange sack in the basement, so I've hauled it out.
Now, I'm delighted to be joined by the CEO of Focus Ireland, and he's Pat Dennigan. Pat, good evening to you.
Good evening, Bobby. Thanks for having me on.
Now, we heard from various contributors all around the country, business leaders, sports people, lots of people getting out tonight, Pat. and doing the sleep out in a different way, let's call it.
Very much so. And the support that we've been getting right around the country has been fantastic. We've had to go to a different route this year and to do it in a different way, and a way that's I suppose, people can sleep out on their own, in their own gardens, in their own private spaces, and try and experience Shine a Light Night from that perspective, which is different from other years.
Yeah. It's a very complex problem, Pat, and we're often in danger of oversimplifying it. You know, yes, it'd be great if we could only do this, or it'd be great if we could do that. What is the, you know, crudely, what are the big barriers to sorting this problem out?
I suppose crudely, people will say that homelessness is all about providing someone with a house, and it is, but it's much more than that as well. We, as a country and as a nation, we haven't been building enough residential housing over the last number of years, and we've fallen behind, and homelessness is a part of that. But also, there are so many different facets of this issue that we need to bear in mind. I suppose one of the things that we would always say is, you need also to put in place the kind of wraparound supports that are necessary when someone is homeless, to get them out of that and keep them out of that trap. Another aspect of, and tonight is all about that. And tonight is also all about the whole area of putting in place prevention services to stop people falling into that trap in the first place. Many, many people who experience homelessness come from the private rented sector, and issues in the private rented sector over the last number of years has caused a large increase in homelessness. But thankfully, I think there's a bit of momentum coming over the last 12 months or so. Thankfully, actually through COVID, whereby the numbers are starting to go down, and hopefully Shine a Light Night can contribute to the momentum that's been built up there.
How much are you hoping to raise this evening?
Our target tonight is 1.3 million, which is about the same as last year, but doing things in a very, very different way, doing it where people are sleeping out alone and with their families, but trying to keep connected through social media, through all the different social media platforms. And we're absolutely delighted also with the support of our key sponsor, Bord Gáis Energy, who are on board for the second time this year.
I better go out and get me ground sheet and stuff sorted out, Pat, because this is my sixth year doing it.
Best of luck with it tonight, Bobby. I hope it stays dry.
Dry your eyes, we're gonna go where